Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Philadelphia's ever-changing skyline is the focus of Bradley Maugh in his capacity as co-editor of Hidden City Daily. Let's look now at the changes in terms of the loss of buildings in Philadelphia for 2015. Bradley, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Hidden City Daily started in 2011, and you've each year compiled this list. And though it's under the Nutter administration, I presume much of the loss took place prior to that.
Well, sure. Philadelphia has a pretty lengthy legacy in terms of demolishing historical structures. You can trace it back to the Jane Building, which was, for all intents and purposes, Philadelphia's first high-rise. That was in the early 1800s, and then everything we cleared out to create the Independence Mall, and we've been demolishing things for a long time.
The Convention Center comes to mind as well.
The Convention Center and the Convention Center expansion. We demolished 19 buildings in the expansion of the Convention Center from about 2007 till it opened in, 2010, I believe. They weren't all historically designated, but there were 19 buildings in total, including the Ray Street Firehouse, which used to be the fire department's headquarters. It was a beautiful Italianate building with really nice gargoyles on it. The Gilbert Building, Buck's Hardware. There were lots of buildings that were destroyed.
Let's turn to 2015. What are some of the key structures that are no longer with us?
Well, 2015, we lost quite a few, but none quite like the Boyd Theater. The Boyd was really, for lack of a better term, the poster child of preservation in Philadelphia over the past decade, because it was designated, but that designation only included the exterior, and it was the interior that made the Boyd so unique.
If listeners perhaps aren't aware, it's on Chestnut Street, I believe, built in 1928.
Correct, yes.
Art Deco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was the last of Philadelphia's movie palaces, and we've got some nice examples in the area, in Ambler and Bryn Mawr and others in the region, but in Philadelphia itself, and specifically in Center City, that was it.
Discuss the New Hope Temple Baptist Church, built in, I believe, 1893. Nee Union Baptist Church.
Union Baptist, right. So Union Baptist, the church where Marian Anderson learned to sing. This is really a great example of the new Philadelphia, so to speak, the 21st century Philadelphia. You have a church which takes up a large parcel. One big parcel belongs to one organization, and it's bought out by a developer, and then one large parcel becomes 6 or 8 or 12 or 15 smaller parcels. A lot of bang for your buck if you're able to purchase a church.
Let's put this church in the broader context of church properties. And the Archdiocese recently, most recently, told their parishes again to not assist in historic designation efforts for church buildings without their participation as well. What's the impetus behind that?
The wording of it was very interesting in saying like that the government was out of line in trying to protect these buildings, i.e. the Historical Commission. I think the impetus behind that is that the church is realizing that their demographics are shrinking. And you see a lot of church closures across the city. And so people who have gone to those churches, they don't want to see their own history go away or torn down.
Bradley, take us to West Philly, University City, and the controversy longstanding over the Levi-Leas Mansion built in 1853. It seemed for a while that they were going to come to an accord on a way to preserve.
Yeah, that's a really interesting example of the preservation battles that go on. Penn has really been raked over the coals by preservationists for their wanton destruction of buildings. But in this particular case, they had a plan that was in place that would have preserved the main part of that home and still had an apartment building built adjacent to it. But the neighbors didn't like that plan. And so Penn came back to the drawing board, and ultimately that building was demolished, and the apartments are still going to come.
Of call it a plan or a progress, but it never stops what's already on the blueprint board for 2016 for buildings being demolished.
Well, William Penn High School is coming down, Mount Sinai Hospital in South Philadelphia, Penn Tower in West Philly. It's the 18-story building that's right behind the Penn Museum. That's coming down for further hospital complex expansion. The Whitman Chocolate Building across the street from the Mint at 5th and Race, that's going to come down for more housing. And we'll see what else the year has for us.
Bradley Maul, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Bradley Maul is co-editor of the Hidden City Daily, also the creator of Philly Skyline.